Season 2 with Ben Affleck, that's a mystery suspense thriller. We've got Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, being re-released. We have the PG family movie, The Legend of Ochi, and then the video game horror movie, Until Dawn, that along with Sinners that was out last week, which was number one, and then, of course, the Minecraft movie. So there's ton to go see. Go pick out a movie and go check one out.
Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Thank you, Brett. Brett's going to be here again next Friday. You can also hear him with Kurt Volman on Monday or Tuesday afternoons with the Weekend Box Office Top 5. And then again on Fridays with What's New at the Movies. That's with Kurt in the afternoon here on WRJN. And thank you, my friend. I know you're a busy day at Geneva Lake. So what was it? What's
Grand Geneva Resort in Lake Geneva.
In Lake Geneva. Yeah, the old Playboy Club out there. That's pretty neat. All right, hold on. I'm going to talk to you a second, Brett. All right, it's 8 o'clock here at WRJN. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha. Local news and timeless hits.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Russia, where a senior military officer was killed by an explosion near Moscow today. Correspondent Holly Williams is at the foreign desk.
Russian officials are saying that Lieutenant General Yaroslav Moskalik, a senior figure in the general staff of the Russian military, was killed by an explosive device placed inside a car just outside of Moscow, the Russian capital. Now, Russian officials say the device was rigged with shrapnel, and Russian media is running video that appears to show a burning vehicle outside of an apartment building.
Russian officials say they've opened a criminal investigation. It comes a day after President Trump urged Vladimir Putin to stop bombing following deadly new strikes on Kyiv amid talks on a U.S. peace plan for Russia and Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov tells CBS's Face the Nation.
We are really polite people, and unlike some others, we never discuss in public what is being discussed in negotiations. Otherwise, negotiations are not serious.
The Kremlin says Putin is meeting with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff today. Luigi Mangione is expected to enter a not guilty plea in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson at court in New York, a day after federal prosecutors confirmed they'll seek the death penalty. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Both sides are going to fight about whether certain evidence can be introduced, whether certain people will testify. And that will give us a sense of the shape and extent of the case.
The Vatican says 150,000 people have now filed past Pope Francis' casket in St. Peter's Basilica, among them this woman from the U.S.
Walking in there, it was so silent, but you could feel how much people really cared about him and how much love there was for this man.
Later today, his coffin will be sealed in preparation for tomorrow's funeral. CBS's Nora O'Donnell is at the Vatican.
Attending will be 130 foreign delegations, including 50 heads of state and 10 monarchs. That includes President Trump and former President Biden. The mass will be about 2.5 hours long. It will be mostly in Latin.
Here's how it went down at Lambeau Field on ESPN last night.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
Here's what Cam had to say about that.
I think I'm one of the best players in this draft. I'm deserving, you know, this honor. But at the end of the day, draft pick don't mean nothing. It's all about how you produce on the field.
Dow futures down 202. S&P futures off 17. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha police were called to Bowes Elementary last week after an 11-year-old allegedly threatened a classmate with a gun and claims to have thrown it out at an area park. Police didn't find a weapon. The school district has not yet commented. A recount in the Racine County judge race confirmed Jamie McClendon's victory. Incumbent John Fredrickson gained only 8 votes. McClendon will replace Fredrickson August 1st. A 42-year-old Racine man remains in custody after holding a family of 9 hostage during a Tuesday night home invasion. The suspect was shot by officers. Investigations are ongoing. Racine's annual bridge washdowns are scheduled for next week. The State Street Lift Bridge will be closed Tuesday morning. The Main Street Bridge will be closed Wednesday. Detours will be in place as crews clean debris and salt buildup from the bridges. The 2025 Racine Post-Prom Motorcade will take place May 17th at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The procession begins at 5:50 with Union Grove High School and ends with Horlick at 8:50. And students in the universities of Wisconsin system face a nearly 3% increase in housing, food, and other fees starting next semester. It averages out to be about $300 more per student. University officials have not ruled out possible tuition hikes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas, in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, seven on sevens, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team returnability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man. You know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when our back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible, especially late morning through early afternoon. Our high right around 49. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 48. By Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
But I think the best job, like in the history of the United States, I think Vanna White got the best job ever. Is that not the best job? If I were a woman, I would want that job so bad. Like, that's her job. Like, what a country. That's all she just turns letters. I turn letters, but only when they glow. Okay, so I'm not the best. But like, what was the interview like to get that job? What was that process? That must have been really tough. They're like, all right, let's start. Let's start the interview here. Vanna White, is that right? Okay, all right, let's start. All right, are you familiar with the alphabet? You are. Okay. If something were glowing, could you tell? You could. Wow, that wraps it up. Wow, welcome aboard. That's very impressive. That's very impressive.
She's tied to the dock and she
can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
A one-hit wonder group, Every Mother's Son. Come on down to my boat. It's 8:11, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's kind of cloudy. There's some sun coming through, but clouds for the most part. 46 degrees now at Radio Park. Wish you were taller? Be careful what you wish for. Leg lengthening surgeries are becoming more common now. NBC News did a big profile on this 26-year-old guy. He went from 5'7" to 5'10", just 3 inches. Wasn't easy. They have to break both your legs, insert rods that lengthen them over several months. You're basically disabled for a while, and it's not cheap either. $100,000. That's like $33,000 or $30,000 an inch to get your legs lengthened. Whoa. Let me tell you something. For somebody who's 6'3", it's not a big deal. It's 8:11, local news, timeless hits at WRJN with Three Dog Night.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. The loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. No good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Woo!
Memorial Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Knows local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:17. I can't believe we're reminiscing about this. 5 years ago, it was the pandemic. What's the year, weirdest thing you remember about the start of the pandemic? Here's what folks said: hoarding toilet paper and empty store shelves in general. I don't know why we were hoarding toilet paper. Still never got to the bottom of that one. No pun intended. How suddenly overnight everyone had seen Tiger King. Yeah, I never saw it. The Zoom parties for birthdays and graduations, they were nonstop. We had a drive-by birthday party for our next-door neighbor. He was a teenager, and what we did was they formed a line of cars down the street, and he was there, and there was like a little bucket there where you could put your presents in if you wanted to, and they stood a distance away. But yeah, I remember that. How afraid we were of sneezing or even just clearing our throat in public. Yeah, somebody coughed in the supermarket and everybody cleared the aisle. Nobody. Remember we had the one-way arrows on the floor of the supermarkets? Remember those things? Yeah. And learning to recognize people, you can only see the top of their face. Yeah, so. Yeah, hard to believe we're reminiscing about that stuff, huh? 818, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Time for the best of Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Russell Brand is already in trouble for sexual assault charges, but things are about to get worse. Warner Brothers Studios has agreed to turn over footage and outtakes from the set of Arthur in 2011. The studio has made it clear where they stand after being sued along with Brand in 2023 by an extra from the film who said the actor exposed himself to multiple people and assaulted her. What a guy. HBO is giddy over the ratings for the season finale of White Lotus Season 3. The network says 6.2 million viewers tuned in and were treated to a higher body count than we've seen in previous seasons of the show. That shattered the past record for viewers of the show, which was the previous week's 4.8 million viewers. I think it's time for me to check out Season 3. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream treats your taste buds by serving up hot dog creations that are anything but ordinary. Craving a classic Chicago dog or something wild like a mac and cheese dog or a pretzel dog, they've got you covered. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home, the home of a family member, in a senior community, or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org, hospicealliance.org.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Mimosa Kringle. O&H's signature orange filling makes it deliciously refreshing. But that's not all. O&H has taken an extra step and made it even better with champagne-flavored icing topped with white chocolate pearls. Be sure to stop in and pick up one this week. And while there, grab a loaf of O&H's Oven Fresh Country French Bread. It's just $4.75 a loaf all this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
drummer. Loved that song. It was a big showcase for playing the drums. The Safaris and Wipeout. It's 8:25. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's a weird story. A Belgian man was acquitted of drunk driving because he has an extremely rare condition where his body produces alcohol and he can't help it. I don't know if that's real. That's what he says. Let's hear how the court wants to check that out. That's a good excuse, though. It's 8:26, local news, timeless hits, WRJN with the Tremolos. Silence is golden. Looking for a cloudy day. Chance of showers today right now. Got some clouds, 46 at Radio Park.
Hold on and hurt deep inside.
WRJN. I guess guard dogs are obsolete now because this is even more intimidating. Robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their heads. It's now something you can actually buy. A company called Throw Flame is selling one called the Therminator for $9,400. You operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and it can shoot flames through the dog's head for up to 30 feet. Hey, I'm thinking a nice Mother's Day gift. What do you think? It's 8:30 on the nose. Let's check news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police were called to Bowes Elementary last week after an 11-year-old allegedly threatened a classmate with a gun and claimed to have thrown out the gun at Columbus Park. Officers located a loaded magazine during their search, but no weapon. Charges are not being pursued by the victim's family. The school district has yet to comment. A big day for Racine Public Works crews is coming up. The department is gearing up for its yearly bridge cleaning, closing the State Street Bridge on Tuesday and the Main Street Bridge Wednesday. The washdowns prevent corrosion. Drivers should prepare for detours during the closures. The Racine County recount in the judge race has led to the same result. Jamie McClendon still claims a win. Incumbent Circuit Court Judge John Fredrickson in the recount gained just 8 additional votes. McClendon, a former public defender turned private attorney, will replace Fredrickson. He was appointed by Scott Walker in 2018. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible, especially late morning through early afternoon. Our high right around 49. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 48. By Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
I think a lot of the media outlets are irresponsible. It's all shock value. It's all ratings. Do you think they could stop putting these experts on the news with their doomsday scenarios of how the terrorists might attack us? Because you get the sense that they're coming up with ideas that these people haven't thought of themselves. Like, you know, Wolf, very few people know this, but there's actually an incredibly important atomic substation located right in Ocala, Florida now. It wouldn't be hard for them to find. I'll show you right here on the map exactly where it is. All it would take is a very small explosive charge placed in this exact spot right here. I mean, even a firecracker would do it, Wolf, or a bottle rocket. I mean, you could smear an Egg McMuffin right in this spot and it would do it. There's only one security guard there. His name's Bob, and he's a bit of a boozer, so imagine the havoc it would be running.
Van Morrison Domino. Did you ever see the movie Domino? Yeah, it's a very good movie. It was about, you know, there was an actor named Lawrence Harvey. He was in a million movies. He was in Butterfield 8 with Elizabeth Taylor. He was in The Manchurian Candidate. A lot of big movies of the 1960s, Lawrence Harvey. His daughter was Domino Harvey. She was a model, a beautiful magazine model, who became a bounty hunter. And she's passed away since from a drug overdose. But the movie about her is really good, how this fashion model became a hardened bounty hunter, taking on criminals and everything. It's a good movie. It's called Domino, if you get a chance to see it. It's 8:36, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We're talking sports live from the NFL Draft in Green Bay with Mike Clemens coming up at 8:50 this morning. Right now, I got the chiffon, sweet-talking guy. Local news, Timeless Hits, right here at WRJN.
Sweet-talking guy. baby does a hanky panky.
James and the Shondells, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy chance of showers today with a high near 49. Part of cloudy, lows 40 tonight. Sunny tomorrow, highs 49. Sunny on Sunday, too, with a high near 54. Right now, sunny, 46 degrees. Some clouds in the sky, but for the most part, sunny. And 46 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, 45% of people said they cannot remember the last time they went a full 24 hours without feeling irritated by something. The average is three annoying things a day. I'm way above that. Here are the top 10 everyday irritations you might encounter. When someone doesn't clean up after their dog, especially when you step in it, potholes, being stuck on hold, people who don't use turn signals, oh yeah, bad parkers who take up more than one space, you can't remember a password, slow walkers, especially when you're in a hurry, cyclists who hog the road, when someone could hold the door for you, but they don't, the last person in the bathroom uses the toilet paper and doesn't replace it with a new roll because they just used it up. And sometimes I watch the news on TV and I get so irritated. Now, I can't remember the last 24 hours I went without being irritated by something. I would say when I was a toddler or a newborn, but I think I was probably irritated by something back then, too. I'm sure there was something. I just can't remember what it was. It's 8:43. Coming up shortly, we'll be going to Green Bay live at the NFL Draft. Mike Clemens out there. It's coming up this morning. In a few minutes right now, I got BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive at WRGN. You ain't seen nothing yet. We'll be right back.
you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. To show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, when I look around, and just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right, just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Give me a little sign. Local news, Tamla's Hits here at WRJN. Hey, today's WRJN big deal of the day, Dogs and Cream. Treat your taste buds to serving up hot dog creations that are anything but ordinary. Craving a classic Chicago dog or something wild like a mac and cheese dog, now we're talking, or a pretzel dog, they've got you covered. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. I've been there. It is delicioso. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Let me do a little math here. That's 10, 20. Let's carry the one divided by two. That's half off. Whoa, today only at WRJN Big Deals. Check it out.
Grab your friends and your walking shoes. The Downtown Racine Spring Wine Walks are back May 3rd and May 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. For $40, enjoy 30 stops of wine and beer. Both weekends will be a blast. And if you're looking for inspiration, May 3rd is Derby Weekend. Rock your best hat. May 10th is Mother's Day, so give her the gift of time together. Not just for the ladies, this is a party for everyone. Get tickets now at RacineDowntown.com and explore Racine's historic and hip downtown while supporting local businesses.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Hey, Racine, get in on the action and join the 262 Boutique Food Drive at 2210 Rapids Drive across from Horlick High School. Now through April 27th, bring non-perishable, unexpired food items to support the Racine County Food Bank and help feed families in need. Plus, receive discounts at Midwest Market, their way of saying thank you. Market hours and drop-off times Friday 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Donations are dropped off at 262 Boutique. Let's fight hunger and spread love one can at a time.
W-R-J-N. Well, the last time the NFL draft was held up in Green Bay was in December of 1939, when Mike Clemens was just entering high school. And he's a grown man now, and here he is at the second NFL draft up in Green Bay. It looks exciting from what I see on TV.
Yeah, they had a few more people last night than they had in the 39 draft, from what I understand.
Okay. You weren't there, though, in 1939. Let's make it clear.
No, I read about it in the Press Gazette. Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of people there. How many people are in Green Bay now?
There were 205,000 last night, and those are people that, you know, had that pass on their cell phone that got in through the fencing last night. 205,000 in the parking lot.
Now, here it is. Now, Green Bay is one of the smallest cities in the NFL. Where are all these people?
It's the small city in professional sports in America.
Yeah. So where are these people staying at night? Camping out? What are they under this laying on the interstate?
They're paying $600 for a $100 a night motel room. Some of them got Airbnbs a year ago. Some of them are sleeping in RVs, and some of them, you know, drove away for 3 hours, or they got relatives, or, you know, who knows, sleeping in cars. It was packed. And though, as you're driving up, though, you know, parts of this are a little sad for me. Like, the stadium has that huge kind of riot fencing that this country has come up with for the last 7 or 8 years for various, you know, turns in history. And that's all around the stadium. There's only one or two points to get in, and they're huge security check-ins. And that's just the world we live in. The other thing is that, you know, I had to drive around. Not just because I was curious, because this is what I had to do to get into my, you know, backdoor media area and get my car parked in a couple of blocks away in a small little media lot, is the parking. Within a one-mile radius of the stadium yesterday, the parking started at $100 a car. And oh, so whether you are a small business, a restaurant, a cafe, a car wash, a church, which was about a mile away, they started charging $100 a car yesterday, which is like, you know, you ask people to come to your city, it's not a way to greet them, but, you know, it was commerce and capitalism in practice.
Or somebody's front lawn. I remember at State Fair, too, people used to park on people's front lawns for like $20.
Because, and they do that on game days in Green Bay all the time.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the prices went anywhere from, you know, $30 or $40 to $100 yesterday for the draft.
All right, so tell us some of the expected and unexpected of night one of the draft, which was last night at 7 o'clock.
Well, I'm driving up to Green Bay, and there's a lot of these network shows that are broadcasting from here all week, like the Rich Eisen show. And as I'm kind of skipping around, he comes on and says, all right, next, our guest is going to be Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst. You know, Goody he doesn't do interviews, just like his mentor, Ted Thompson. So I thought, well, I'm going to stick around and listen to that. So they have the interview. It goes along fine. And then before the break, Rich says, okay, our next guest is going to be Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden. We'll see whether he goes in the draft tomorrow night. I'm like, well, I'm going to hang around for that, because that might be the best receiver in the first round. And who knows, maybe the Packers will take him. And then, in the middle of the interview with Golden, Rich says to the kid, he says, hey, by the way, during the break, I saw you and the Packers GM Gutekunst, they're kind of shaking hands backstage. And do you guys know each other? He says, yeah, Rich, I was here 2 weeks ago for a visit. I visited with Mr. Gutekunst, with Matt LaFleur, with the coaches and the players. I'm like, oh, this is gold. And so now I'm the only one that knows this. And so then last night we get Matthew Golden on the phone after that incredible moment last night when Mark Murphy introduced him. And there's 100,000 Packer fans and they're playing that Go Pack Go chant. It was absolute gold moment. And I said to the kid, I said, so what's that like when you happen to run backstage to Gutekunst? And 36 hours, he's on your phone picking you. And he says, man, it's remarkable. And he says, I thought it was a sign. And I wanted to say to him, man, just take me now. Take me now. And I told Brian about that. He said, yeah, Mike, I was hoping I didn't get out. You know, I just wanted to be nice to the kid, you know, because we just had him up and everything. But, you know, he saw how odd is that? How weird is that to have that kind of a moment? And now, you know, they're in the throes of the draft. And you're the 23rd pick, and that's the kid that's on your board, and that's the one you're supposed to take, and that's who they got. I mean, that's What a great start to that relationship.
You know, I've heard this in the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner, this term. What is it now when they say on the clock? What does that mean?
That means that, you know, the previous team at 22 has made their selection, and now it's your turn. And you've got, you know, 10 minutes to make a decision and to turn your card in, you know, to the officials that who your pick is going to be. And that means they're running a clock down, and that's you're on the clock. As said, they've set a timer on how much time you have to make your pick to move the night along.
It's one of my favorite. It's not really a sports movie per se, but I'm going to call that Draft Day with Kevin Costner. What a great movie from behind the scenes.
It is.
What goes on in the NFL draft?
No, they did a nice job with it. You know, the critics, when it first came out, like, oh, this is exaggerated and all that. You talk to NFL people, say, no, sometimes it actually gets crazier than that movie, too. So, no, on the clock, you know. You and I are in radio. We're always on the clock, dude. We're always looking over our shoulder. When are they coming?
So how long does the draft last?
Tonight we're going to have rounds 2 and 3.
Okay.
Maybe the Packers will take a defensive lineman to perhaps someday replace Kenny Clark. And then we finish up to round 7 all day tomorrow. So it starts tonight a little after 6 o'clock. And then we have rounds 4 through 7. And that wraps up about 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Then after that, the Packers are famous. As soon as the draft is over, they're on the phone calling the kids that didn't get drafted and say, hey, you want to come to Green Bay? And they offer them a deal because they can have as many as 90 players on the roster, and they have tryouts, you know, this summer. And we find out, you know, who makes their 53-man roster once they get into the football season.
Well, it looks like a carnival atmosphere when I see it on TV. Even our farm show in the morning, the Midwest Farm Report, is live from the NFL draft. They have all their people out there, yeah.
205,000 people, and the media shows up so they can be a part of it, you know, and get the word out there. The sponsors, that's why they're here, you know. And Roger Goodell, it used to be a Radio City Music Hall year after year, or as you pointed out, it was in a hotel in downtown Green Bay 100 years ago. And now, you know, and Roger Goodell, just brilliance, man. He keeps on taking some of these events that they've done and said, how can we kick it up? How can we get more interest? And how can we charge the sponsors for the ratings that this thing brings in?
And here's the question, the final thing I'm going to ask you, the final thing that's on everybody's minds, where do 200,000 people go to the bathroom?
There's enough porta potties out there, I guess.
You that's know, a lot of people.
Maybe there's going to be a long line in the Brown County Courthouse next week for citations.
I just, because there's constant food and drinking going on. It's got to be, 200,000 people. What a line to get into the bathroom. Hey,
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to walk around with the crowd like that. Maybe tomorrow, but I'm kind of busy downstairs waiting for the Packers pick, talking to their officials, you know, putting together reports on our station.
And I was on Pete Schwab's show last night listening to your report in the background because they were running it last night. I love your sports reports in the morning. I'm glad we got one of the best sports guys at the NFL draft. It's historic. We couldn't have done a better job than have you there watching everything for us and reporting back. I do appreciate it, Mike. I really do.
Thank you, brother. And I love your show, man. I wake up to your show every day when I'm home. So
all right.
Take care. Have a good weekend, Don. We'll keep you posted, okay?
Thank you, Mike. Mike Clemens watching things for us at the NFL draft in Green Bay. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus. We've got 2 o'clock, Kurt Bowman. At 5 o'clock, we have his high school reunion. And at 6 o'clock tonight, Chris Morrow. I will catch you Monday morning, 6 o'clock, bright and early, with more local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. It's exactly 9 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has just made a definitive statement on a U.S. peace plan for Russia.